This is Wild About Utah.
In the frigid dark of long winter nights, we tell stories. Stories of thievery, heroism, and light. Raven, Maui, and Kulupe, the hummingbird. They are all said to have taken back the sun from too much darkness for their people, and their deeds remain the whispered subjects around campfires that lead up to the winter solstice. I'd like to tell a story of my own about our calendar's longest, darkest night and our relationship with it. The first archaeological evidence we have that point to organized observances of the winter solstice come from the Neolithic period, that era from about 12,000 to 6,500 years ago, which hastened the Stone Age into those of copper and bronze. The Neolithic coincided with the invention of farming in the Near East, and on the heels of farming came the necessity of a calendar, upon which the new agrarian economy was utterly dependent, for delineating seasons, planting and harvesting crops, and monitoring food stores over winter. We looked to the sky, of course, as we always had, for such insights into the survival of our species. We found familiar patterns there, the ebb and flow of darkness and light that came with the ever-changing arc of the sun. From north to south, the sun wanders, from light to dark, and warm to cold. We built shrines to its movement. You know their names. Stonehenge and Newgrange, the Gossic Circle and Chaco Canyon Sun Dagger. Each culture would create its own method of tracking, observing, and then of celebrating. We built tools, and then shrines, and then we built mythology. The Neolithic agrarian economy lived by the sun. As darkness fell on wintry fields, our Stone Age ancestors shared stories about that moment when the light would return, hoping that their characters could hasten the sun. Reverence is a powerful thing. It informs the stories we tell about ourselves, stories of existence balanced on moments. We revere the return of the light when the night is at its darkest and longest. That's when we send Raven, Maui, or an exuberant Miwok hummingbird to bring the sun back from too much darkness. That's the mythology, at least. Astronomically speaking, the winter solstice is ephemeral. In the northern hemisphere, it occurs at the exact moment when the northern portion of the Earth's axis is tilted directly away from the sun at its farthest point. This year, in the Mountain West, that moment is Saturday, December 21st at 9:19 p.m. But astronomy's geometries and physics are only part of the tale. Our stories are told with an affinity for more than just practical science. Solstice means to be still, to wait for the return of the light. We attach great meaning to it. The cluster of holidays we have in winter worldwide are evidence enough for that. Every culture recognizes in its own way the vast significance of this fleeting moment. And those observances connect us through time to the ancestors that first looked up, marking time, checking dates, counting bushels until the next harvest. The solstice is a moment we barely notice, but one that bears immense anticipation. We move right through it at the speed of time, then tell our stories to lend meaning to that time spent moving, from the light through to darkness and back again.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
I'm Josh Bowling, and I'm Wild About Utah.